from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
That is a disgusting act.
Oh, yeah, we're back. WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, hello.
Spike. Fritzy. Holla at your boy.
I'm embarrassed.
But you're accountable.
That's what, hey.
Embarrassed?
If there's a win about yesterday, it's accountability is back in the city of Philadelphia.
Yes. We have brought it back. It was a great, we have a great show planned for you. And speaking of accountability, Larry Anderson will join us at 3 o'clock to discuss Mr. Fritz's actions yesterday, which I personally am embarrassed by. I do not endorse whatsoever. It was a good day at the ballpark yesterday. Thanks to the morning show for letting us hang with their whole listener group out there in the bleachers in right field. We got to see Hugh Douglas throughout the first pitch. I would say that Hugh did an acceptable job.
Yeah.
First pitch.
Yeah, I thought it was acceptable. Big fella was out there. I know he was a little nervous.
Yep, sweating. A lot of sweating.
Yeah, it was hot.
Yep, a lot of sweating. A lot of sweating.
Oh, but I thought he did a good job. I did. Listen, it wasn't perfect, but I was expecting worse. So he exceeded my expectations.
It was straight, and he threw it hard.
Yep.
He didn't lollipop it up there, and it was straight. You know, it was better than Howard's.
Yep. I would have straight lollipopped it up there just to make sure I didn't throw
it
in
the wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I knew that drilling would get going for him, and he revved it up a little bit.
So we do have to discuss yesterday's activities with this show at the stadium yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you to everyone who we saw at the stadium who either shamed Jack or cheered along, so on and so forth. So if you didn't hear what happened, originally, Ike was out one day, and Jack and I were discussing Reese Hoskins' return. Mm-hmm. And I said that if Reese Hoskins hit a home run, the crowd would cheer for him. And to that, Jack said this.
Like, they're not going to give him an ovation if he hits a home run.
They will.
There's no chance.
They will.
If they do, I quit.
You quit?
Yeah, I quit the show. I've lost everyone.
So, of course, Reese Hoskins hit the home run.
Of course he did.
Everyone cheered.
Of course they did.
And Jack refused to quit.
Of course he did.
And of course, we do not want Jack to quit. And what Jack doesn't understand is if he had just quit, we would have said, no, don't quit. It would have all been over.
Right. We would have sobbed for you, man.
Yeah, come on. We need Jack. I mean.
Sure.
Yeah. Mostly. Yes. You know, it depends on the day, but some days more than others.
Yeah.
But overall, yes, we need him. Mm-hmm. So we decided on a bunch of different listener suggestions of what Jack's punishment could be in lieu of quitting. And the one that got voted on the most that ended up being, and the reason that we did this is because Jack hates it so much, is Jack had to do 5 Eagles cheers at a Phillies game by himself. Mm-hmm. Now, Jack loathes Eagles cheers at Phillies games, right? Hate
Eagles chants.
Eagles chants, yes. Eagles chants. You hate them.
I do hate them. Yes.
Yeah.
Because they are still disrespectful to the greatness that is this Phillies team this year. Yes.
Now, I give you credit. It did look like you were going to try to weasel out of it, but when you did these Eagles chants, and some of them ended up on the radio, and perhaps you heard that at home, you went all in.
He leaned into it.
Yes.
Give him credit. He leaned into it.
Liquid courage.
Yes. Yeah, you had a couple of Miller Lights.
It helps.
Ike was putting down Surfsides like he had to do it too.
Well, I was being supportive.
He had to watch it.
Yeah.
I was being supportive.
So the first one went relatively harmlessly. So it happened in the right, well, the first one that Jack claims we didn't even see. So that one doesn't count. But
that was a grand entrance though. So
yes.
There's a group of the morning show listeners and I just walked in and did an Eagles chant.
Now, I missed that, but he did it again for the morning, for the right field bleachers, and here's what it sounded like.
I need you on the bleachers.
Oh. Now, it's all about the E, right? It's a very deep, deep
E. He certainly leaned into the E. E! Yeah, he leaned into that E, man.
Now, that one went pretty flawlessly.
Yeah.
Everyone cheered. Yeah, everybody. And you can do this pretty much anywhere in the Delaware Valley. Start with the big E.
Yeah.
I officiated a wedding once and did it while I officiated the wedding, and it happened at the wedding. So, all right. So then we decide we have to get over to the radio booth. But on the way to the radio booth, there's an area in center field behind where the stands are, where there are big, giant World Series trophies.
Yeah.
And there were people walking around, and Jack did one right there in the middle of the concourse. And it sounded like this. You got a Jack Fritz there. And by the way, I don't think that one is online. We'll put that one online.
And I think it's only on Instagram.
Oh, it's only on Instagram. Yeah, we'll put it on our Twitter as well. But then is when the real fun started. Because we went out to, is that right around the, what club is that?
Hall of Fame Club.
Hall of Fame Club. Right by the Hall of Fame Club. Mm-hmm. And we went through there, out into the seats, right beneath where the radio booth is, with Fransky in L.A. And, you know... Fransky is always sort of, when he hears them, he does point them out. He never sounds thrilled about it, but he does.
All right, Eagles chant.
There we go.
It's one of my favorite drops.
So we send Jack in the aisle in between the two sections by himself, and it's a quiet, what is it, in the fifth inning, sixth inning?
Sixth something? Inning, sixth yep, inning. Top six.
Very quiet. He's standing there alone. Looked very nervous, by the way, about halfway down the stairs. Were you nervous for this one?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. And this is not a rowdy crowd.
No, this is the Hall of Fame. Very tame.
So what you'll notice when you're listening here is that no one played along.
And this is the back-to-back ones, because you guys bullied me into doing them back-to-back.
Yes, and Ike was yelling at you that you had to walk all the way to the front.
Well, again, Ike in these moments with me. So he did that yesterday. It brought me flashbacks to the mile where I'm dying out there, and all I hear in my headphones, you gotta run! And I'm like, well, Ike does that. I feel like you just gotta do
it. I'm trying to pump you up, man.
Yeah.
Well, three-time inspirational leader at Michigan State.
That's right.
It's funny, because what we hear online is poor Ike has to deal with you two schlubs, but then you get Ike in one of these situations and he becomes the cult leader, as it were.
Yeah.
So here are the ones in the Hall of Fame Club.
E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles!
Nobody joined in.
Do it again! Do it one more time!
That's
one
Ava.
More
That's
time.
Ava.
Can
you have one more time, though?
Yes.
Do
yes.
it!
Have a few people play along with that one.
Yes, they were ready.
There are a lot of uncomfortable stares at you during the entire
thing.
There was. You could feel
But there was a couple people that were like, oh, I know what you guys are doing.
Okay. And did you feel the eyes on you there?
I think I might have closed my eyes. I had my sunglasses on. So I didn't lock in on one specific thing. Yeah.
So I did tweet before you did it, tune in to 94 WIP right now. So after you did them, I got a bunch of tweet replies saying the broadcast team is killing him, Larry's killing him. I actually have not heard this until now, but here's what it sounded like with Fransky in L.A. on the WIP broadcast.
And a swing and a bouncer to first, two hops, Harper has it. Underhand flip to Suarez, and Luis Arraez is retired.
That voice sounds familiar.
Does it now.
Why would some jerk come around here and start an Eagles chant with the way the Phillies are going right now?
It just doesn't really make a lot of sense.
No, it's somebody. It's not. I don't know. There.
Some guy who calls himself a Phillies fan. He's walking around with a PGA
he's
hat
on. Not a Phillies fan. First of all, he's not a Phillies fan. There's no. He shouldn't even be in the park.
They let him in here.
Jack Fritz has issues.
Now that's got to get on the soundboard. I know you don't put a lot of stuff about you on the soundboard, but that's got to get on the soundboard.
Yeah, we'll get that on there.
I don't sell drugs to children.
All right. Right next to that one. So, you know, we come home, and we had a great time. Everybody there was having a great time, it seemed like. But we did get some people on the internet that seemed to be heavily disturbed by this entire thing. A couple of media people, even one guy that writes for the Flyers or something, thought this was incredibly disrespectful and we shouldn't have done this. And it was, you know, immature and so on and so forth. And I thought it was fun. Ike, did you think it was fun?
I had a great time with it. Yeah. I thought it was hilarious.
So, and the other two other things we got online.
Turned out better than I thought it would.
Way better.
Me too.
Yes. Yeah,
I was surprised. It turned out well. I mean, it was awful, but it turned out well.
So we'd like to know if you thought it was disrespectful or funny, because we thought it was funny, but some people are telling us it was disrespectful. We did not mean any disrespect. 215-592-9494. In fact, the entire thing was based on Jack's desire to not do it. You know, he didn't want to do it. Mm-hmm. Now, the other two things we heard online, we heard a lot about Jack's sandals. He was wearing sandals.
Birkenstocks.
Yeah. Birkenstocks. Yeah. So
thank you.
There are a lot of people calling them the Jesus ones, is what they refer to as. So a lot of people
like to let his puppies purr.
Yeah. Are you a sandalsman often? Do you get a lot of...
Well, I'm a recent convert to the Birkenstocks again, not sandals.
Right.
They
are a kind of sandal.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
But they're high class. Yep. You know, they're not Crocs, okay?
Right.
They
I would prefer you wear Crocs.
No way. The Crocs, if you wear Crocs in public, you need to be sent away.
But at least your toes are covered in
the
Crocs.
Dude, sometimes you got to let the puppies purr, okay? So, listen, I have sweaty feet, okay? And that's not an issue when I'm wearing the Birkies.
Okay.
Awesome.
Your feet probably still sweat. I would imagine.
Yeah, but I can't feel them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then the other one is that we heard disrespectful, why is Jack wearing those sandals? Spike is ugly. So those were the other things that we had found online. So if you thought it was disrespectful or funny, we'd like to hear from you. 215-592-9494. We did have a great time. Saw a lot of listeners, a lot of regulars that I had never met in person. Regular mm-hmm. callers that I had never met in person.
Mm-hmm.
They always say to us, oh, this is what you look like in real life. But I actually got to say the same thing to them.
Right.
This is what you look like in
real
life.
And you confronted Ken and Cinnaminson.
I did. Ken and Cinnaminson told me 6 weeks ago that Alec Bohm was going to hit 350, and then he's hid on this show for months now and has not called since he made that proclamation. And Alec Bohm is in fact...
season's not over with.
What's that?
Season's not over with.
Well, yeah. I think probably when Alec was hitting 212 for 2 months, Ken avoided the show. That's all I'm saying.
I got you.
Yeah, Ken didn't want to check in on his prediction.
Because he saw that average plummeting.
Yeah, a little bit. And then, of course, there was the Fransky in L.A. reaction, which was classic. And we also heard that even L.A. was angry, and even Fransky was angry. They're crushing you guys on the broadcast. And it just sounded to me like they thought it was funny. Of course, they were crushing Jack, but that's what we wanted to happen. We wanted everybody to crush Jack.
Yes.
I mean, it was the desired result happened. Jack embarrassed.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, it actually turned out to be better than I thought it was going to be yesterday. And the fact, and I know people will pick up on the Eagles chant no matter where you are and you started off, but there were enough people that commented to us or Jack about the whole bit and it being on the radio and them hearing about it. So that let us know a lot of people listened to the show.
Yeah, it was nice to hear.
But there are some people who obviously don't listen, didn't have any idea of what we were doing.
Sometimes you're like, is OG Wade the only guy that hears the show? But then you go to the game and you're like, no, lots of people hear the show, not just OG Wade. So a successful, and Jack now gets to say that his punishment has been paid.
Yes.
And he can move on and we can forget about the Rhys Hoskins thing. But I do think two things need to exist moving forward from the soundboard. From that. First, Jack Fritz has issues. And second of all, your Eagles, like one of the Eagles' chants has to survive. The E. The E compared to Joe Giglio's famous L, I think, is an interesting...
And that's where he... Go ahead.
Well, and the Howard E.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You got it from your dad.
Right.
Your dad had the strong E.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Okay, so here's my E.
E!
And here's the King.
E!
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, he dove right in there.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have the deep E.
No, no, no. Mm-mm. But can I hear his E compared to your E?
E!
E!
Yeah. Yeah, you're really going for it there. You're really going for it, yeah.
Well, I love my birds.
So today, for next question, we do have a...
Words.
Yeah. If anybody doubts Jack's legitimacy as an Eagles fan, have you ever heard a throatier E than that
throatier.
Right there? Yeah. I mean, that was coming from the heart.
Yeah.
Below the heart. It was coming from the gut.
Well, you know what it was? Yeah, a lot of pent up frustration of people hearing that I'm not an Eagles fan. And I need to let everyone and remind everyone that I am, in fact, an Eagles fan, which is why you heard the DP and the full lean-in yesterday.
Jimbo in Jersey, funny or disrespectful? You're on WIP.
He's hilarious.
Oh, wow.
He is hilarious.
Ah,
what is a relative?
I'm sitting here on my porch, and I'm lucky I haven't pissed my pants. I'm serious.
Is that okay?
No, I got it. Now you do understand, Ike and I also deserve credit because we forced him to do it. Here's what I can't have.
Now he turns into a
now,
hero.
Now here we go.
Yeah.
The show's going one way.
No.
This is what happened last time.
No, look, I want everyone to say it was funny, but I definitely don't want you to be a hero.
Exactly. And this is how the Trey Turner thing happened.
I got to tell you, your dad is the best, man. Your dad is the best.
Daddy, you mean?
When I was growing up, he used to go off on people, and I used to think he was crazy. But now I look back on it, and I'm like, this guy has got his act together, and I love listening to him now.
Let's not go that far.
That's a lot of compliments.
He's so much more mellowed out.
Yeah, he is a little more mellowed out. He is more mellowed out. Thank you for. Thank you for the call.
He's a great guy, man. He's awesome.
Yeah,
man.
Thank you for the call, Jimbo. I appreciate it. So the next question today, we've got another pair of the tickets to the Devontae Smith Celebrity Softball Game, which is June 29th, Coca-Cola Stadium in Allentown. Today is the three-year anniversary of Ben passing up the dunk against the Atlanta Hawks and passing the ball to Matisse Thybulle.
Father's Day.
Was it Father's Day?
Yeah, it was Father's Day.
Terrible Father's Day.
They ruined it for everyone.
Exactly. Yeah. I remember that.
So in honor of that, when you call up with your sports point, we will ask you to give us a famous meltdown. There have been a lot of public meltdowns. Jack's actually very close yesterday. But a lot of famous meltdowns. I will start it off. And this has been a 20-year meltdown, is Britney Spears. And Britney went from the biggest pop star in the world to getting to see her meltdowns like almost every day on Instagram. So my famous meltdown is Britney Spears. And it's not just one moment. It's years of moments with Britney Spears. Jack, do you have a famous meltdown?
Yeah, I think it's an unbelievable manager meltdown. I feel like managers and Bobby Knight are really the...
Yep.
You know, football, they used to do a lot more. You know, Mora and Dennis Green.
Yeah.
But Lee Elia's rant about Cubs fans at day games is...
It is a good one.
That was an all-timer there.
It was pretty filthy, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah.
Very filthy.
Yeah. I don't think it's a...
air-worthy.
Yeah, you can't...
A lot of bleeps.
Can't play it. I got a little bit of a different meltdown.
Okay.
So I got like a personal meltdown. Not me personally, but former star. You remember Michael Knight?
Yeah, Michael Knight.
The Knight Rider.
Oh, Knight Rider.
TV show,
yes,
Knight Rider.
David Hasselhoff.
Yes. I mean, his meltdown with his daughter, I think that was his daughter who was filming him as he lays on the floor.
Oh,
drunk,
yeah, he was drunk.
Eating a hamburger, yeah.
Oh, that,
yeah.
Yeah, that was.
I mean, just gibberish.
Total meltdown. And by the way, shouldn't be public. I don't know. Why did that end up on
the daughter. She had an issue with him, and she was like, yeah, this is how he comes home all the time.
Yeah, that was not great.
Out of the will immediately.
Immediately for leaking that,
wheel,
gone.
Yeah.
All the Knight Rider money, gone.
Yeah,
Baywatch
out.
Money, gone.
Yeah, out.
Germany music money, gone.
It's so true.
Was Jack's punishment disrespectful or was it funny? 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, guys. Hey, listen, I'm calling from Puerto Rico on vacation, and I'm sorry, I had to call in.
Okay.
All right, Puerto Rico.
So, I heard about the guy at the stadium yesterday running around in a Rumoto jersey that with a dad bod that was yelling Eagles chants.
He had a Dalton jersey on, though.
Oh, Dalton, whatever.
Yeah.
Still dad bod guy.
Yeah. Hey. The rest of it was fair.
Yeah.
What? All right, Jack, not a bad Eagles chant. You got to remember the we are before you go into that.
Well, if they make me do a We Are chant, find a new producer.
Honestly, that would sicken me too much. I don't even think I could endorse that. Unless we send them to Michigan or something to do it. That might be funny.
It's the only way that it can be done. And then as far as, the drop board and Spike, your pops, he sounds like he's maybe sitting on the throne and about to forcing something out when he does this.
It could be. It does sound like, thank you for the call, Chris. It does sound, there's a little bit of a bathroom echo in there. Logan in Pensacola, and you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Logan?
What's up, Logan?
Funny or disrespectful?
Well, I'll tell you why I thought it was really funny is because, I don't listen to you guys every day just because I'll be busy at work, but I checked in, I think it was a couple of weeks ago when you guys were deciding on what the punishment was going to be, and you guys, tweeted it out, and I didn't hear what the decision was. And then I'm listening to the radio yesterday. I was on the way to, someplace, and then I hear, an Eagles chant, and I'm laughing. I'm like, damn, this guy's like an idiot. And then, because the way the commentators did it, you guys just replayed it. I'm like, they had me so bit. They had no clue who this guy was at first. And then I'm like, oh, my God, it's Jack.
Yep. So at that point, you realize what won the punishment vote.
I guess he had to do this for his punishment.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you have, thank you for the call, Logan. Question, do you have a famous meltdown?
I would, being the age I am, I would say Chris Brown, I guess, with Rihanna.
Oh.
That's the only thing. Really, hell.
You can go there.
That was a big thing when, I became a big music listener and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. That was great. Rough. That was rough. Thank you for the call, Logan. Yeah, but I think that would qualify as meltdown, as public meltdown, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't want to expand on it anymore, but not the kind of meltdown. Not now. Most of these are not the kind of meltdown you don't want to be associated with.
Associated with, for sure.
So coming up next, there was one more chant in that. Someone,
there's another one?
Yes. Someone outside of the WIP group insisted that Jack do another one. Actually, somebody that felt bad for Jack.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's right. I forgot about that one. Yeah.
So we will play that one next. And if it was funny, if it was disrespectful, we can take our medicine if it was disrespectful. 215-592-9494. That is all next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are post accountability day. This show holds people accountable. We held Jack accountable. And now he's grown as a man. It's like yesterday, if you were Jewish, yesterday would have been your bar mitzvah. You became a man yesterday, Jack.
Yeah, Walker needed to see the level of accountability.
Wait,
Yeah. Whoops.
Yeah, let us have it.
Yeah, sorry. Today would be your bar mitzvah. Sorry. Sorry.
I felt like I was obligated to throw that
out
there.
Yeah, my bad. That one's on me. That's on me. This is this guy right here. Jack's bar mitzvah, not on June 20th.
Right.
Sorry. So, but we did, and coming up at 3 o'clock, we will have Larry Anderson on the show to give us his perspective of Jack disrespectfully ruining their broadcast yesterday.
I'm sitting there looking at LA, and I see the mouth moving, but I can't hear what he's saying. And I'm like, I know he's got to be killing us.
For sure.
He killed him. That is coming up at 3. We'd like to know from you whether it was funny or whether you thought it was disrespectful to the Phillies and fans. 215-592-9494. Clayton in West Philly, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, crew.
What up, Clayton?
What's up, Clayton?
Hey, man, look, Ike, big fan of yours. I'm telling you, for years. Spike, welcome back.
Thank you.
But Jack, I listened to the game on the radio. Jack, you paid your debt, my man. For real. And you did it well. And listening to Larry's response, it was priceless. I was cracking up over here.
Yeah.
I was having a ball, and I was by myself listening to the game. I was having a ball.
Well, that's good. Thank you, Clayton. Thank you, Clayton. It did sound like Fransky in L.A. had been waiting simply months to go in on Jack. So we were actually trying to give them an opportunity to rip Jack, and that's what they got to do.
Just listening to it was just unbelievable. I had a good time. Jack, you all right with me, man? I'm
Hey, Clayton, next question today for the Devontae Smith celebrity softball tickets. What is a famous meltdown?
Famous meltdown, and it happened more than one time. Billy Martin and Reggie Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that's famous for meltdowns right there.
Yeah, Billy Martin for sure. Yeah, thank you for the call, Clayton.
Well, and those two.
Those two.
Those two. You talk about, it's funny, because of the Jalen Nick Sirianni thing.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I'm thinking, you know, star player, manager / coach. They used to have it out in public. Billy Martin and Reggie Jackson. Yeah.
Well, and remember Steinbrenner had the thing with Billy Martin as well.
That's right.
How many times did he fire him? Did he fire him three times or whatever?
Yeah. I mean, that's all. Like, that doesn't happen anymore.
Now, that's old school
That's a real owner.
Yeah.
Real accountability. Like, firing and unfiring the guy a million times. That's phenomenal.
Yes. Yeah. Steinbrenner. Man, I wish I was doing this during the Steinbrenner era, because that would have been amazing.
You'd say Steinbrenner was like Jerry Jones before Jerry Jones.
Yes. I think that's fair.
But without Stephen Jones telling Jerry, we can't do that.
Yes.
Like, we can't draft Johnny Manziel.
Right, yeah, Steinbrenner was just getting everybody.
Well, and again, like, he would have traded away Jeter, Posada, Rivera if he wasn't, like, in jail or whatever.
Yeah, and actually.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. They took the team away from him.
Yep.
Yeah, I do remember that.
And we should actually get her on when the Yankees come. So Susan Waldman, who does color for the Yankees broadcast, was the first one to interview Steinbrenner when he got out. So, like, a minute after he was out and back in control of the Yankees, she had him on WFAN talking to him.
Yeah.
Still the funniest thing Susan Waldman ever did was the, Roger's in Steinbrenner's suite.
Yes.
Like, when Roger Clemens is, like, randomly in Steinbrenner's suite, and they're trying to re-sign him, and Susan Waldman, I guess, saw him there, and she just goes on
in the
air.
Suite.
Yeah, like, Roger's in Steinbrenner's suite. It's unbelievable.
Can't have you doing the Susan impression if we want to have her on here.
No,
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
It took me 2.5 years just to get her to like me at all, and you're burying
We're
it.
We're here doing the whole... Yeah. what's her name? What's the announcer, the female one?
Oh, Beth Mullins?
Yeah, Beth Mullins.
Yeah, that's an old school one.
215-592-9494. Scott in Newtown, you're on WIP.
Yo, guys. Awesome show as usual. I don't want to sound too much like a fanboy with this call, so first I'll start saying, Spike, last week when you said that we were not the same class as the Orioles, I think that's an awful take. But besides that... I thought Jack in the game.
Wait a minute. You're going back to a take from 3 days ago that is just stuck in your brain like that.
Now I'm going to say nice stuff, so I just want everyone to know it's not that I love you so much.
Okay,
you know?
Fair enough.
Dude, the first thing is, I find, like, when men call men ugly, I find that to be, like, the craziest thing. Like, not for nothing, but, like, people follow your Instagram and they see your wife and your wife is beautiful. So most of the guys that call you ugly, go click on what their wives look like. And
oh, God.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, my wife is absolutely beautiful. That is all when they call me ugly, I just go thinking, well, at least
look,
I'm attractive
to
one person, the one person that matters. So what did you think of Jack's chance?
Oh, man, to be honest, I was, like, looking for, I had to work, so I had to listen to the game on the radio, on the Odyssey app, actually, but, I was excited for the game just because he was doing it. I was excited for you guys being, you know, I just think your show and the Phillies, he's all tied together so good. And, like, even with LA, you know, he loves Jack, just thinks Jack's an idiot, you know? So
he's right.
You know,
Jack Fritz has issues.
Yeah.
Just the whole thing is pretty awesome. But the one thing with Jack sandals, like, you just can't get any dorkier than that. So, like, you just got to switch the sandals out.
I can't. Go to what? What am I supposed to? We're not doing the thong toe.
Well, that's a flip-flop. That's a flip-flop. That's
a
flip-flop.
I would never make a negative comment on, like, a picture or anything, but I just got to say, to be honest, the only thing I thought about when I saw the pictures was Jack's freaking sandals. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. So, Scott, here's my worry with the sandals. I can understand. I'm not a sandalsman or whatever. But I'm not going anywhere with my toes exposed when there's 45,000 people walking close together.
What are the toes
going to
do?
No. I'm worried about my own toes in that case.
Get stepped on?
Get stepped on.
Be an athlete.
Well, wait a minute. What does that mean? Athletes can hurt their toes.
You gotta see that coming. Yeah, but on a field, not walking around with people.
You never know.
How many times have your toes actually been stepped on in public?
I don't know. It's occasionally somebody will step on your foot at a concert or a ball game or something. People rushing around. I would say, you know, 6 out of 10 times I'm in a crowded place, somebody steps on my foot.
It's a you problem.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's ever stepping on my feet, but honestly, I just don't even like to go out places with dirty sneakers. You know what I mean? So, like, I look at them sandals and I put them in the same class as, like, dirty sneakers. You know what I mean?
Maybe we got to punish them again for the sandals.
Sandals only be worn at the beach, right, Scott?
Yeah, hit the beach. You know what I mean? Or your backyard. Whatever.
Or your backyard. Yeah, you're at home. You can wear your
boardwalk.
Yeah.
Boardwalk.
Yes.
Not the game. And not in pictures when you know everyone's going to be looking at you.
Yeah, come on, Jack.
I know, but here's the
have some self-respect.
So I actually did think about the sandals decision before I left. And I was like, you know what?
I'm going.
There's 100 degrees out there. I'm going to be all sweaty.
Yep.
At least as the puppies are warm, I'll be, or puppies are cooler, I'll be happy.
Dude, I was painting railings in the middle of the sun listening to you wearing your sandals. So whatever it is.
The feet smell so bad you can hear them through the speaker. Hey, Scott, give us a famous meltdown.
Dude, my favorite is always T.O. doing push-ups in the driveway, man.
There you go.
That's a good one, Scott.
You guys have an awesome day.
You too, Scott.
All right, Scott.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, that is legendary meltdown.
Yeah, that was I just remember being in Atlanta looking at them, it's like, what the hell is going on up there?
While a Falcon, you're saying to yourself, they need me.
I was saying that, though. Like, see what happens?
When you let the heart and soul walk out the door?
Well, the funny thing is, I would talk to either Dog or Trot or B-West, like, every day to get updates on
what was going on.
Yes, on everything that was going on.
Well, and now because I do this job now when I look at sports things that happened in the past, I look through it the lens of, oh, that would have been cool to be on the air for that.
Right.
I can't imagine how hilarious it would have been on the air when T.O. was doing the sit-ups.
Was it in the morning or was it midday or was it the afternoon?
Oh, it was afternoon. Because he got sent home from training camp.
So Genius was on the air for it?
He probably was at training camp. Yeah, he probably was on
the air. I'm surprised he wasn't there, frankly.
No, he probably, because back then we did shows.
Right.
At training camp.
Oh, up at training
so
camp.
So he might have been up at Lehigh.
He
might have been at Lehigh doing a show.
Man. Wish
T.O.
had
got sent home that day. And I think that's what he did. He went home and did that.
For next question today, we're asking you for a famous meltdown for the Devontae Smith celebrity softball tickets because today is the 3-year anniversary of Ben Simmons melting down against the Atlanta Hawks.
T.O. had a couple meltdowns.
He did.
I could name a couple other ones, but I'll leave them out there. He had a couple of them.
T.O. is a meltdownsman. Absolutely. Nick and Cherry Hill, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What up, man?
What's up, Nick?
Not much. I think Jack won me over with that chant yesterday.
But, wow.
You know, it sounded way better than when Joe Giglio, I remember, guys, during COVID when they had to do the Eagles chant from remote.
Yeah.
I think he did the E in the beginning.
He did the L.
No, he did the L. Yeah, he did the L.
Yeah. I don't know who did the E, but the Jack's E was perfect. That started it off.
Yeah, it was actually Daddy Howard who did the age. Sorry. Yeah, it's a great E.
I mean, why are you straining like that, man?
And you could see it in the video, by the way, too. Yeah.
Well, you know what the funny part is? I can see my body shaking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you wanted to leave no doubt.
Yeah, you wanted to leave no doubt.
Yeah. You left it all out on the field yesterday. You really did. I was proud of you. Nick.
I think that was inspiration. That was good inspiration to keep that E real strong, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And honestly, anyone who is doubting Jack's legitimacy
love for the Eagles
as an Eagles fan, I actually think, based on that, you have to think he's a bigger Eagles fan than a Phillies fan.
Well, we don't have to go that far.
I was going to say.
It's just this iteration of the Eagles. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Nick, give us a famous meltdown.
I got two if the first one was taken, but the I'm going to say Britney Spears is shaving her head.
Yeah, I had Britney Spears. So what's your second one?
Okay. Chernobyl.
Oh, geez. Well, yeah, that? Chernobyl, the nuclear plant in Russia that melted down.
Oh, God. It's a famous meltdown.
I mean, it is a famous meltdown. There's another nuclear one out there if anyone wants to take it, but Chernobyl is...
Dynamite answers early. Logan and Ben Sofman with Chris Brown. And and Chernobyl?
Well, it is a famous meltdown.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I mean, they even have an HBO series about that meltdown.
I know.
So... Jeez Louise. Well, hey, if you need a new Hyundai.
No meltdowns there.
No meltdowns at Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. In fact, like, they really are the best. I've been part of the Colonial family for years, and the staff over there, absolutely great. John Ashdale, the cars are absolutely great. And they really do. They give you a faster, easier, better car buying experience. And they do it in ways that you go to other places, they're not going to do the same thing. Like right now at Colonial, save up to 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. That's 20% off a brand new Elantra or a Santa Fe or a Tucson, even the Ioniq 5 or the Ioniq 6. Also, Colonial, going to give you more for your trade than anywhere else. Consistently recognized for having the highest trade-in values. And every new Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. I mentioned everything they have on the lot. You can see that right now or anytime you choose, 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. 215-592-9494. Now, this next caller definitely can judge an Eagles chant. Kenny from the Dirty 30. Funny or disrespectful, and please grade Jack's Eagles chant there.
I thought he was awesome. He was Dirty 30 worthy.
Wow.
He got the right amount of enthusiasm and resonance. He hit the E very hard. On a scale of 1 to 10, Jack, that was a 9.
Wow.
That means a lot coming from you, Kenny.
Wow. High praise. Maybe this will win Angelo back over, Jack.
We did fight about Jay Sutley and Chuck Klein on Friday. We might need again take another year hiatus before me and him have a conversation.
Remember, he's a Yankee fan, so you know his Phillies analysis isn't always right where it should be.
Well, that happens around here.
And by the way, Susan Waldron sounds like Stanley's mom on South Park.
I don't know what Stanley's mom sounds like.
Almost.
If you ever watch South Park, and she always reminded me of that every time I heard her voice.
Oh, I'll have to go back and listen. Hey, Kenny, next question. What is a famous meltdown?
I'm going to go with one time I called up about the Flyers, and the guy named Spike just basically lambasted me for 10 minutes. It was great.
Well, you deserved it, Kenny.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
I never felt more honored to be asked.
Thank you for the call, Kenny.
Wow.
I don't know if that gets famous, but it did make me mad.
You remember it?
I do.
You had a meltdown?
Yeah, it was. So we were at Chickie's, and it was like 6 weeks ago.
Oh.
He called up.
I thought it was some other time.
No.
Not his like 11 o'clock shows in 2011.
Yeah, no.
Like, I don't know.
He called up anytime that the Flyers fans are like, you know, nobody talks about this team because you don't talk about them or whatever.
Right.
We don't talk about them because they've been terrible for a decade. They don't make the playoffs. There's nothing to talk about.
What are we going
to
talk about?
Yeah. Stop. Be mad at the ownership. Well, now we have Jonesy over there. We like the Flyers. Everything's good. I'm sure they'll be back up in tip-top shape.
How long before we turn on Jonesy?
Well, and the owner's coming on Saturday morning.
Oh, right. With Glenn and Sielski.
Yeah, we got Mr. Middleton and Mr. Hilfrey.
Mr. Middleton and Mr. Hilfrey to talk about the South.
Mr. Middleton?
Yeah.
What's the Flyers owner's name?
Mr. Hilfrey. Dan Hilfrey.
I didn't even know who it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Comcast Spectacor
guy. So
at the Ed Snyder, I don't. Yeah.
So that is.
Neither did they until recently.
So that's going. Do you know what time they're airing it?
11 a.m.
11 a.m. on Saturday. So it'll be Middleton, Hilfrey. They're going to talk about the South Philly complex and all the stuff they're adding to it, right?
And bully the Sixers.
They're going to try to bully the Sixers. Obviously.
Oh, you know they're going to bully the Sixers.
Well, yeah.
Sure.
I mean, look, the Sixers are trying to bully them. They're trying to bully the Sixers.
Right.
So you know, this is like a duel, and I'm just okay, guys. You each take 10 steps, turn around, and whoever aims best is going to win this one. So I'm not getting in the middle of it. Whoever, you know, they're allowed to try to bully each other is fine with me. Frank in Delaware, you're on WIP.
Gentlemen, thank you for taking my call. Usually I'll start out with, like, Ike and Spike, you know what? Fritz needs to be the top of the show right now.
Ooh. I don't like how this is going.
He totally won me over. I need to drink with him, even in his sandals, and I'll buy for him. I need to party with Jack.
Wow. Fritzy, you got any appearances coming up or whatever? You got one of your high hopes nights?
Yeah. He'll be in Wilmington.
That's a lot to ask.
I'll meet him at Chickies.
There you go.
All right, yeah, we'll have a beer.
Well, Frank's in Delaware.
So he can go.
Well, I might need a hotel afterwards. But
I'm not
you stay with Jack.
Yeah, just stay with Jack. hey, Frank. Next question. What's a famous meltdown?
You guys are going to love this one, and I hope you all remember it. It's not that far ago. Jim Everett, when he broke down with Jim Rome.
Oh, yeah.
It was classic.
Yeah. Thank you, Frank.
Oh, yeah. That's a classic one.
Great one.
I remember watching that live.
Absolutely great. Now, you as somebody who thinks the Will Smith and Chris Rock thing was a setup, do you believe that the Rome Everett thing was also a setup?
No.
I don't think so either.
No, I thought that was real.
I loved when Jim Everett said, if you say that to me one more time, I'm going to kick your ass.
Yeah.
And Jim Rome looks him in the eye and says, Chris. Right? I mean, he has to do it. Was that Rome is Burning?
That was Up Close.
That was Up Close.
Yeah, it's pre-Rome is Burning.
Yeah.
Rome is Burning is Meyer.
Because remember, Rome got basically, I don't know if he got fired or whatever, but he went off air for a while after that, and he came back with Rome is Burning.
It's funny. When I started my job in New York, you know, Jim Rome is on Infinity Sports Network, so I was going to be working with Jim. And I sent an email to him because to me, he was the first, like, cool sports talk guy.
Right.
You know, no offense to anyone who did it before him, but it was different.
He was sort of young, whatever. Yeah. Yep.
So I sent him an email, and in the email, I started Rome. And I said, pleasure to work with you, blah, blah, blah. But I sent it while he was on the air. And he sends a note back. He goes, first of all, you emailed me while I was on the air. Second of all, you're calling me Rome just to start off? He's like, that's two strikes in one email. But Rome was cool. I ended up meeting him at the Super Bowl or whatever. But good guy.
Yeah, and
a legend.
His sports minutes are great.
Yeah. Jay in West Philly, you're on WIP.
What's going on, y'all?
I need somebody to Fritz down a peg, and that, thankfully, you are on the board. What did you think of the Eagles' chance?
I can't do it to Fritz today. Hey, look, he did all right, man.
Wow, he even got you. He convinced you, too.
I didn't think you were going to go through with it. So it's funny, but you know what's disrespectful, though?
What?
Brad Marsh playing center field.
Yeah.
That was disrespectful.
Yeah.
That was horrible.
Honestly, it's sort of like when a offensive lineman says the difference between playing, you know, one guard spot and the other guard spot is a big deal. Mm-hmm. And that to me is always like, why? I don't understand. Yeah. Moving from left field to center field, in my head, I'm just like, you're catching fly balls, whatever. Yeah. Marsh is a way better left fielder than he is a center fielder. And it's not a speed issue.
No.
He can certainly move out there, but it's just so much more room.
Was it me or did that glove go over the ball?
Yeah, he didn't. I don't even think it touched the ball.
No, that's what I'm saying. But he could have caught it, though, is what I'm saying. Like, what the hell is he doing?
Absolutely could have caught it. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you, Jay. Jay, I can't believe this thing has backfired.
Hey, he impressed you, Jay.
Yeah,
huh?
Has backfired in a way. Yeah, I was hoping to turn the Eagles fans against him and the Phillies fans against him.
I mean, who would have thought? You know, the Turner thing seems more hit or miss than the Eagles chance.
Now, the Twitter question. Now you might be surprised. People on the internet might feel a little bit differently.
Really?
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team and support local business. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, Mount Laurel, and marks-jewelers.com. Eagles chance at Phillies. Oh, okay. Well, this is less about you and more about... Okay. So Eagles chance at Phillies games are disrespectful. Respectful or funny, 54% say disrespectful, 46% say funny. But that's a different question than what you specifically
per usual.
Yeah. Yeah. You always like to adjust it in a way that suits your fancy. Hey, Jay, what is a famous meltdown?
I got it, and I hope you got it on tape. When Mr. Nelly walked out with your pop, when he was working with your pop.
Oh, does Jack have it? I don't think
no,
we have
no
that.
No, there's no way we have that on tape.
Thank you for the call, Jay.
Yeah, there's no way we have that on tape.
Yeah, we don't have, like, great archives here.
Yeah. All right, listen, Mike had a couple meltdowns.
Yes. Man. That was actually lower key.
That was mild.
Now, was that the one where they both refused to come back to work and work with the other one? I think that might have happened at some point.
I think I might have still been playing then.
And then when
during his time,
and then when you guys would argue, I would always get. So I was working at WISP while
that was a meltdown every day.
Yeah,
there.
When Ike and Howard were working together, I was working at WISP, so I wasn't around. I was doing other stuff, but I would always get a text message from Taz and be like, "Ike and your dad are at it again. I think they're going to hit each other this time."
So well, it would have been one person.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. there should have been a battle royal. Like first Charlie Manuel fights him, then you fight him, and then you like, have to fight
he
Charlie
takes
Manuel.
On everybody, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Listen, ain't calling the king for nothing.
Yeah. John in Abington, you're on WIP.
What's up, guys?
Hey, John.
What's up, John?
Now, I think what Fritz did yesterday was absolutely amazing.
Oh, geez.
Wow.
You know, I mean, because Spike, listen. The thing is that you guys gave one of four, and that was one of them that he chose.
Well, he didn't even choose it. To be honest with you, John, he wanted to do that one the very least.
Yeah, that's the last thing he wanted to do yesterday.
He accused me of fixing the vote. What's that?
That was even makes it better.
Yeah, wow.
Because you didn't want to do it, and he did it, and he did it with enthusiasm.
Did you laugh when you heard it? You think it was funny?
That was amazing. I couldn't believe it on the radio.
Oh, did you?
When I heard it.
Oh, so you were you listening to the game when it happened?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was not. I happened to listen to it on WIP this morning when they had it on.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And then the announcers kind of like exposed them after a little bit. You know what I mean? Larry Anderson was like, is that Fritz?
Yeah.
You know, they couldn't, you know, that voice sounds familiar. It was just crazy.
They accused him of not being a Phillies fan, which I think
is... Well, that was a step too far.
Yeah. Well, you were wearing a PGA Tour hat, a 2026 PGA Tour hat. Who the hell wears a PGA Tour 2026 hat in 2024?
When you have the in... And a prolific course.
Oh, like
that is hosting the 2026 PGA Championship.
Right.
Sometimes you gotta show off a little bit.
They let you walk into the Aronimic with those sandals on?
No,
there was no sandals
way.
That day.
Okay.
Come on, yeah, we're wearing pants. Yeah, this is a high class org.
Hey, John, give us a famous meltdown.
You know, the one that stands out to me the most was Lou Piniella. I mean,
oh yeah,
he had a few.
He went absolutely bizarre. I mean, he threw everything.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, John. Piniella had a temper.
Lou Piniella.
Oh, yeah, because he was Reds manager. Right.
Brought us our only, well, not our only, but our last championship to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
1990
now,
Reds.
Of course, he has the Yankees connection and the Reds connection, mm-hmm. which is, you know, good for us, something we can talk about.
And the Mariners.
In the future.
And the Mariners. Mariners
yeah. And the Mariners. So coming up next, we will talk to one Larry Anderson, who accused Jack of not being a Phillies fan and really, really just obliterated you yesterday. On the
I know Scott Fransky had to be disappointed in you.
Oh, of course.
That is a disgusting act.
I hope Fransky holds this against you
for a
long
Fransky,
time.
Yeah. We're not talking right now.
Yeah. So we will talk to Larry Anderson next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.